Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Tracy Eden joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with some limited success. He's the president of Commercial Finance Group. CFGroup.net is the website. If you need help, if you need some kind of funding for your business, and especially if it's if it can be asset-based, that's something that Tracy knows a lot about. Hey, Tracy, I would like for you to give us a little bit of a tour about what you see across the landscape out there, and I'll start you off with this. I've been saying for 4 or 5 years that, well, actually, I started saying it back in 2009, that when that the people who survived 2008 and 9 would wind up being stronger financially than they ever were. And I think what we saw that happen when 2016 happened, and when the economy came back to life for the last 4 years, or 3 years after that, I should say. And now, when all of the PPP money didn't get accepted, I'm seeing that as a strong, fundamentally strong small business base in America. It's been dinged up, but maybe stronger from a balance sheet standpoint than it's ever been. That's my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree. You know, coming out of this, I think you're going to find, we touched on a little earlier, the amount of forgiveness that'll probably take place with the smaller businesses that were not taking the large PPP loans.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to find a lot of those are going to be gifted. And that's going to do a lot for shoring up some of the balance sheets. I do think it's going to put the burden on the entrepreneur of staying on his toes and staying strategic and, you know, trying to create more efficiency in what they're bringing to the market. And, you know, those that will be able to kind of diversify their offerings as well, it'll benefit them. I think, you know, this is certainly going to put, and I feel is going to continue to put challenges out there for us in the foreseeable future, because there's so many spiraling impacts from what we're coming out of with the economic lockdown, with the virus, with this, with that, that we're still kind of, you know, underwriting, if you will, exactly what's going on.
You're talking about the different ways, the different ways that we're going to do business going forward, how the economy is morphing, how changes are being accelerated. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've just got a Amazon announcing they're testing the change of delivery of small packages through drones. You know, so
that's going to impact the couriers.
The cheese is moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cheese is moving, and it's going to really create some necessity for you to stay on your toes. But you know, the American small businessman is very adept, and I think their ability to stay focused and find those opportunities, I think that's what's made America so great.
Well, there's no question about it. One of the things that we have to point out here is something I've been talking about for a while now, and that is a lot of the things we're having to deal with right now, today, the new things, the things that have been thrust upon us, were already on the way. We were already going to experience them. We're just going to do it this year instead of 3 years from now. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's accelerated everything. You know, where there was stuff on the chalkboard, hey, let's put this in the pipeline of, you know, our evaluation and how to adapt. You know, it's putting the pressure more in the forefront. You know, those that were more reliant on China, you know, they're moving more quickly. You're seeing Latin America, South America, you know, you're seeing a lot of thrust into those markets to try to bring more of a supply chain closer to home. And
you agree with me that we're going to be focusing more on hemispherization and less on globalization going forward?
Absolutely. I think this kicked enough people in the teeth, and I think the tariffs started that process, but I think this really underscored it.
And I don't think that's being xenophobic or nationalistic. I think that's being prudent. Hey, Tracy, good job today. Well done. Keep up the good work and come back soon. We always get smarter when you join us.
Thank you for the invite. Appreciate it. Stay safe.
Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, cfgroup.net. That's his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.